The Bycast, a podcast by, about, and for our community. Altria recently attended the Because Conference at the University of Minnesota, hosted by the Bisexual Organizing Project. Because stands for Bisexual Empowerment Conference, a uniting, supportive experience. They had a chance to speak with Lorraine Hutchins, co-editor of By Any Other Name, Bisexual People Speak Out. Thank you.
Hi, this is Aud Traer for Bicast with Dr. Lorraine Hutchins at Because 2014, and we have her here to talk about how she's liked the conference so far, any workshops she's doing or attending, and anything else she can think of.
Hi, guys, beautiful bisexuals everywhere. I am so loving that I came to because I need bisexual energy and bisexual community, and that's what I'm finding here, from all the flavors of our amazing Chinese food last night to wonderful and exciting, and gives me hope, and I need hope. So here I am. I had the opportunity and the honor to introduce A. Billy Jones Hennen yesterday, doing his keynote, and to be able to tell people how much I love him and how much he has inspired me to make revolution in the world in a very straightforward, bi-lee forward way. This morning I'm going to be doing a panel on bi writers, and we're going to be talking about the publishing industry and wondering what that sound is behind me being dragged through the door.
It's a cooler.
It's a cooler.
Yeah.
See, you know, the amazing community in the Twin Cities, Minnesota, does this way of doing events that's so beautiful and so cooperative and so full of service and love that I just have to shout out my thanks to everybody in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Minnesota. I know I don't say it like the Minnesotans, but you know, every time I come here, I get so taken care of and so supported that I understand why bisexuals put up with the cold in Minnesota. So we're doing a bi writers panel this morning, and one of the things I'm going to be talking about is that we're releasing the 23-year-old By Any Other Name, Bisexual People Speak Out anthology as an ebook, and it'll be up on the web in a few weeks, and it'll also be available as a new print edition with a revised introduction, as well as the original 76 voices of the people. And an interesting byline story of the publishing of that re-release is that our editor, our new publisher, a man named Don Weiss, who is one of the leading lights in Land Literary, New York publishing world, gay publishing for forever, just posted an essay called When I Call Myself Bisexual.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So Don Weiss, one of the amazing gay literary figures in our country today, has also come out as bi. Talking about how he's primarily into men, and he's been attracted to women and could be again, and Lonnie and Lorraine and everybody else in the book helped him to realize that claiming a bi identity might be something he can do without being despised.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I would love to be a fly on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing what some of his colleagues are saying. I don't know what they're saying, but I know that my experience personally has been that bisexuals, when we come out, are often the confessors. Confidentially, people confide in us and come up to us privately, either from the straight side or the gay side, and tell us about their experiences that are beyond what their identity label usually would lead you to believe about them. And I enjoy and am honored to be a confessor, but I would also like people to come out and to not feel so closeted about their feelings and their experiences and their love and their desire. So, you know, we'll be talking at the Bi Writers panel about the state of publishing and what it's like to be a writer and our favorite books and all that kind of good stuff.
Okay, thank you so much. This is Aud for Bicast with Lorraine, and I hope everyone has a good day, and thanks for taking time out for us, and over and out.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Bi-Net USA or the Bicast crew.
Whoop it back.